Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20. Today's text is 33. Tattvam kuru maya tishtham.
Tattvam kuru maya tishtham.
Tattvam kuru maya tishtham.
Tattvam kuru maya tishtham.
Apramatta prajapate.
Apramatta prajapate.
Apramatta prajapate.
Apramatta prajapate.
Mad adesha karo loka. Mad adesha karo loka.
Mad adesha karo loka.
Sarvatra apnoti shobhanam.
Sarvatra apnoti shobhanam.
Sarvatra apnoti shobhanam.
Sarvatra apnoti shobhanam.
Tattvam kuru maya dishtam.
Tattvam kuru maya dishtam.
Apramatta prajapate. Mad adesha karo loka.
Mad adesha karo loka.
Sarvatra apnoti shobhanam.
Sarvatra apnoti shobhanam.
Tat.
Therefore.
Tvam.
You.
Kuru.
Do.
Maya.
By me.
Adishtam.
What is ordered?
Apramatta.
Without being misguided.
Prajapate.
Prajapate.
O master of the citizens.
Mat.
Of me.
Adeshakara.
Who executes the order?
Lokaha.
Any person.
Sarvatra.
Sarvatra.
Everywhere.
Apnoti.
Achieves.
Shobhanam.
All good fortune.
My dear King, O protector of the citizens, henceforward be very careful to execute my orders and not be misled by anything. Anyone who lives in that way, simply carrying out my orders faithfully, will always find good fortune all over the world. Please repeat. My dear King.
My dear King.
O protector of the citizens.
O protector of the citizens.
Henceforward.
Henceforward.
Be very careful to execute my orders.
Be very careful to execute my orders.
And not to be misled by anything.
Anyone who lives
in that
way,
simply carrying out my orders
faithfully,
will always find good fortune
all over the world.
The sum and the substance of the religious life is to execute the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one who does so is perfectly religious. In Bhagavad Gita 18:65, the Supreme Lord Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamat Bhakta, just think of me always and become my devotee. Furthermore, the Lord says, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Saranam Braja, give up all kinds of material engagements and simply surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. This is the primary principle of religion. Anyone who directly executes such an order from the Personality of Godhead is actually a religious person. Others are described as pretenders. For there are many activities going on throughout the world in the name of religion, which are not actually religious. For one who executes the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, there is only good fortune throughout the world. So this is Prabhupada is very much pointing out the dharma, the religious principles. What is religious principles? In reality, religious principles, one who executes the order of the dharma is the order of Krishna, of God. That is religious principles. Laws of God is made by Krishna, so not man-made. So one who executes the order of Krishna, that order, not speculation, but exactly what Krishna has said, just like we read Bhagavad Gita, is as it is. Srila Prabhupada wrote the Bhagavad Gita, and he says Bhagavad Gita as it is, which means not watered down. He spoke as Krishna spoke. So this Prabhupada explains that everything Krishna says, one should just exactly follow that, not make up any other things. That's as it is. So dharma, religious principles, means is one who executes the order of Krishna as it is, given by Krishna. Not in our own interest. If we put in our interest, then it's something else. Then the meaning becomes lost. That's what Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, that in due course of time, the religious principles gets lost because people put their own interpretation in it. So, Prithu Maharaj here, he's Bhagavan. He's an empowered incarnation of God. And he showing us how to execute religious principles. We, as the follower, a follower means we follow the footsteps of the acharyas. We follow the footsteps of the great devotees. Mahajana jana gatasya panta. We follow the footsteps of the Mahajans, the great devotees. The great devotees are full of examples in the Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. So there's no need for us to make up something or speculate something. It's all there. It's all in the Bhagavatam. It's all in the scriptures. We just need to follow. Followers means we should just follow and not speculate anything. Simple as that. So there are pseudo-religious people, pseudo. They are just bogus. Yeah, come to me. I'll make you God in 3 months. Just give me money. There are such gurus like that. You go to India or elsewhere, they're gurus. They say, you can come to me and you close your eyes and I'll shine bright light on you while they're going through your pocket. So they're cheaters. Prabhupada should say, cheaters and cheated. People are cheated. People who want to know Krishna seriously, sincerely from the heart, Krishna says, I am sitting in their heart and I'll guide them to the right place. But if you're looking to be cheated, you'll be cheated. Simple. Just like everybody knows, we go out in the city, you know where there are places where you can go and be good about that place. And there are places where you shouldn't go. But if you want to go to those places, they are there. You can go and you can be indulge in that activity and be sinful. There are such places. But if you want to be good, there are places where you can be in a good place, where you can enlighten yourself. Like here.
The very few people who want to go where there are places where they can get spiritual knowledge, spiritual enlightenment, like the temple. There are churches. There are places where you can go and be relaxed near the side of the river, in mountains. You can appreciate the beauty of the universe. There's always a devotee, he knows how to see Krishna in everything. Because Krishna is there everywhere. Just like yesterday someone was saying, what is the need for me to go to a temple? Krishna is everywhere. How do you answer that? Without. Krishna is everywhere. Why do we have to go to the temple? He is in our heart. Doesn't mean we are God, because he's in our heart. I'm God, you are God, everyone's God. How are you, God? Doesn't mean that. He's sitting in our heart. Doesn't make us God. We are part and parcel of God. So, Krishna's everywhere. He is in every atom. At the same time, we can see Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada used to say, only a pure devotee can see Krishna everywhere. Those who are really high level, they can see Krishna in everything. We can't. We see Maya everywhere instead of Krishna. We see Krishna's illusory potency. Sense enjoyment. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. I love it. It's for me. We are thinking of ourselves. We are connecting to ourselves only. We are not seeing Krishna in everything. So, that's why Krishna is there in the temple, where we can focus in one place. Of course, he's there everywhere, but there's a process for everything. There's a process to know him. Just like if you want to send a letter to India or somewhere, you need to put the stamp that is recognized by the government. You can just make up one stamp and then throw in your letterbox. It's not going to go anywhere. Make your own post box, put it in front of your lawn. So, similarly, Krishna, he appeared in the form of a deity, recognized form, where he is worshipped as, and he accepts our service. So that's the recognized form of deity worship. It's called Archana Paddhati, the process of deity worship, where you can, he's accepting our service. So, it's just like that's why they have churches, they have mosques, they have temples. Even though God is everywhere. Where's the need for us to go to a temple if Krishna is everywhere? That's an excuse for us to not to go to the temple, in fact, when we say it like that. When we say, Krishna is everywhere, what's the need for us to go to the temple? I only heard that kind of statement from people who doesn't want to go to the temple. Because they see Krishna everywhere. But 90% of the time, they're not seeing Krishna everywhere. They're seeing Maya everywhere. Krishna's energy. Maya Dakshina Prakriti. Krishna says, even material nature is my energy. So why not embrace Maya? It's his energy. But Krishna doesn't want us to do that. We have to do what Krishna wants, what pleases Krishna. So if Krishna says, you see me everywhere, even in Maya, only pure devotees can see Krishna in everything and see Krishna even in Maya. But when we see Krishna in everywhere, we're not seeing Krishna in everywhere. We're seeing Krishna's energy in the form of material energy. Even though it's Krishna's energy. So when you see a beautiful flower, you can appreciate the beauty of the flower. So beautiful. We can create even one petal. But the fragrance is there, of course. Melbourne, the flower doesn't have much fragrance. Now you have to maybe chew it to get a bit out of it. I lived in Hong Kong. There's nothing, it's all plastic. Everything is so artificial. So you have such beautiful flower and you have no smell. All grown with chemical. And they even have artificial lawn. And they have plants that's plastic. With music coming through, bird chirping, but there's no bird there. And I was so surprised when I came to Melbourne. I mean, you go right in the city, you're having people sitting in a restaurant and the birds flying and coming to your table. I was living in China. I never see any bird because, you know, they just ate them all, maybe. So I'm saying that, you know, what I was saying, the point, I get lost. That's why I have to stick to the point.
You see Krishna
everywhere. Thank you. So when you see Krishna everywhere, that's not an easy thing. So yeah, I'm a very good devotee, you know, chanting for many years. Maybe in the temple we make a show. But when we go out, we're not able to see Krishna. We are, boom, we get it attacked by Maya. We become attracted to Krishna's material energy. So Krishna consciousness, religious means that we train ourselves to be Krishna conscious. Mind. Our mind is the key problem. So it's the same mind we have it from lifetime before. So the mind brings back memories of things we did years ago. We were in the temple doing that, right in front of the deity, we're doing puja, I'm here chanting. Boom, suddenly some thought comes that years ago. So the mind is always like a reflecting us. So Krishna consciousness means always how to train the mind to be Krishna conscious of Krishna. That's religious principle. It's pretty easy. Because it's all there, like I said, in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. How to execute devotional service. There's no need to make up anything. Just need to follow. A good follower. He can do everything. It's so easy to follow if we want to follow. It is very hard for someone already knows the process to teach them. Because they already know it. But someone who is new, it's easy to teach because you can teach easily because they are very enthusiastic to learn. Someone who already knows, it's very hard to teach. But a devotee never thinks, I already know so much. His attitude is that there's so much more to learn. Please teach me. Even though we are chanting Hare Krishna every day, the same thing. Like you guys eat khichdi every day upstairs. Every day, it tastes nicer every time you eat. Because it's spiritual food. You go out and eat a hamburger, or any type of burger, vegetarian burger. It's just very dry and not very tasty. Because people who are cooking it, and you know, they said hygiene. They're scratching and their hands not clean, they're smoking. Their mind's not clean. How do they clean their mind? So how are they spiritually? So Krishna consciousness means everything we do, we have to be very conscious of Krishna. That's what it means. It's easy to say, but actually not easy to be Krishna conscious. Why do we chant 16 rounds? Because if we didn't chant 16 rounds, we wouldn't be chanting any rounds. So bang, 16. I said 25 rounds. Oh, that's too many. That's why Prabhupada said 16. You know, I just came here in the morning on the early train from my place. Everybody's in Tamagun. They're all having a sleep in the train. They're like, practically, I got in the train. Every seat was taken because the first train from my place is quarter to five, at 10 to 5, but I missed that one. And I took the 5:30 one and was full. And there's not a single person talking because everybody is sleeping. I was the only ones who are really awake, chanting japa. And I thought, you know, this is life? Is this human life? Is this what you're meant to do? That's a waste of human life. And I went to sleep late because I went to do a program in Craigieburn, quite far from here, last night, in a devotee's home, Bhakti Bhiksha program. And there was no difference from a temple. We were having a rocking kirtan in a home, like we have here. There was about maybe 30 people, children, some kid's birthday. A big kirtan. And so there was those kids there, they said, oh, because next door neighbor. And some of them, they were just looking over the wall and said, wow, they want to come in and join. It was so exciting. So a devotee doesn't make any difference. Even a house of a devotee is just like a temple, because they are glorifying Krishna. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're sitting in a train or a bus. You know, like I remember we got on the tram with the Harinam Ruchi boys, and they can't stop chanting. They were such having a kirtan on the tram. And there's one of the old trams, the old tram was shaking. It's shaking anyway without the chanting. And it was even shaking more. So the people there were getting nervous. I said, let it rock. Come on. So that, you know, that's how we Krishna conscious devotees behave. We awaken the people to God consciousness. People are born in ignorance. That's what sadhu means. What does sadhu means? Sadhu sang. I'll do sadhu sang. Sadhu means it's like a knife. Come. Let's chop the head. We don't do that to anybody. It doesn't mean that. We cut your false ego in your heart. Like the Maya, they go, come on. Come and enjoy. Cut your throat, take all your money and run. He left with nothing. So, oh my God, what did I do? It's too late. But when Krishna is calling, sadhu is calling, they cut our false ego. They make us think we are part of Krishna. No more pride. I am born in this rich family, and I am this, I am that. They're the center of attention. So when you come to the temple, you have to bow down. Bow down, Mr. You know that song that the guy sings? Bow down, Mr. Bombay to somewhere. You know, he sings that. So even the rock star, they're saying, bow down. You need to bow down in front of Krishna. If you don't bow down in front of Krishna, you don't bow down to a sannyasi, to a devotee, at the end you need to bow down anyway. In that, your body goes in the box. So we need to bow down. We need to put our head down to Krishna. We are servant of Krishna. It's so nice to pay our obeisances to Krishna. In fact, when I pay the obeisances, it's not that you just get it done over with it. It's a realization. When you put your head down on the ground, it feels, so it's a very, I start thinking, you know, how insignificant I am. Krishna is so great. And let me offer my respect, all my heart to Krishna, to the Vaishnavas. So you get rid of your ego and your who you think you are. So religious principles is always there to remind us. The Vaishnavas are there to always remind us our real position as eternal servant of Krishna. That's it. The salmon born of all religions, Prabhupada mentioned here, is to serve Krishna, is to love Krishna. The purpose of human life, to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by developing love for Krishna. Am I developing love for Krishna, or am I developing love for something else? What's the amount? Scale it. I'm developing love for Krishna, or I'm developing love for... You check yourself every day. At the end of the day, did I chant my rounds nicely? Did I criticize devotee? Or am I praising the devotee? You need to be very careful. You think you say, I have done so much. I'm so great. That is Maya. There's this... the brahmana and the prostitute. The brahmana lived just across the prostitute. And the prostitute, the lady, she used to always look at the brahmana, the priest. Oh, he's doing so much worship, always reading, and you know, the book, and studying scriptures, and worshipping the deity, and so nice. Always thinking good of the priest, and thinking of Krishna, of God. And the priest used to look at that horrible lady, the So I was thinking a negative way. So they both died, and she went to heaven. And so the priest says, how come she gets to go to heaven and not me? I'm studying and everything all the time. And they said, the Yamadutta said, because you're always thinking of her in a bad way, and she's thinking in a good way of Krishna. So we have to remind ourselves, are we practicing Krishna consciousness in a positive way? Are we just getting it done? Like a machine gun. Rama, hurry, 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 Krishna. Finish. And it beats there. See you tomorrow. Pick up again. It gets a routine thing. But we forget how we are doing, what we are doing, what is it meant for. It's not, don't make it like a mechanical routine thing. So religious principles is a very conscious activity, Krishna conscious activity. We do it out of love, evoking our love for Krishna. When I chant Hare Krishna, is my hair standing on end? Like it says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when you chant Hare Krishna, hair standing on end. Whew. Tears flowing from the eyes like torrents of rain. Voice is choked up. I get my voice choked up from singing, but it's too loudly. But I never had any hair standing on end. Sometimes if I go to a very spooky place, but not from chanting Hare Krishna. So we have to check ourselves. Am I chanting Hare Krishna? Tears coming from my eyes. And some people they fake. They put chilies in their eyes, they tears flowing. So I'm crying. They come to the temple, they roll in the ground. In India, so we throw them out. They're making a show. He said, naturally one should feel this. And sometime in Vrindavan and Mayapur, people come, make a big show of, they're feeling the spiritual symptoms. The spiritual symptoms of love of God, that they roll on the ground, hair standing, and tears flowing from the eyes, and voice get choked up. Artificially, you can't do it. Everybody can know that you're doing it artificially. Srila Prabhupada used to cry for Krishna, but he never made a show. It was natural. I have heard Prabhupada was singing Jayarad Madhava during Bhagavatam class, and his voice was choking and tears coming, and he couldn't sing anymore. And he told the devotees, just chant Hare Krishna, no class today, because he couldn't. But Prabhupada was, any temple you go to in ISKCON, there's Prabhupada Murti is directly facing Krishna. He's watching Krishna all the time. And his eyes are always soaked. He was always dampened by tears. Prabhupada was always crying for Krishna. So we can make a show of that. And from today, I'm going to be humble. And tomorrow I'll be right. It's not such a thing like that. It has to come from your realization. Not one day you are Krishna conscious, next day or not. But it's like that. We are faced with it. We are practicing to be Krishna conscious. It's not that we are already there. We are practicing. So there's going to be ups and downs. But never think yourself to give up. You have to go on with Krishna consciousness. Go on. This Prabhupada's family is our real family. We have to go on with it. Never give up. I don't like the Hare Krishna, I'm going. I'm just going to go out. So many have done that. They are coming back. You get bashed by material nature. Bashed. Material nature, they crush you. You look for a job, and then you, like, I know somebody didn't get a job for last 6 months. And he said, can you pray to Krishna so I get a job? I said, I'm not going to ask Krishna to you get a job. That's not, Krishna is not there, so I can pray to him for, so he can get a job. You can go to Krishna to how you can love him. But I said, the fact that you are able to sit and stand up and walk and you can still eat, you have the energy, you already, what else you need? Krishna has given you the energy to do whatever you can do. But people are not happy. They want much more. The desire is so much more. Greed, greed, greed. So, religious Krishna consciousness, the topmost platform of Krishna consciousness, is when we are free from material desires. So these sweeter religious people, they always say, yeah, I am God, I am this, come to me. They're cheating the people. Cheating. In India, go to India, there's guru everywhere. Every corner there's guru. Everyone's saying, come to me. I went to this place called Rishikesh in the Himalaya to do the yoga course. And there's all these gurus and sadhus, they're sitting around everywhere. And they're having a ganja. And matted hair. And I remember there's a story in the there was this one sadhu. He had mystic power. And he said, I'm God, I'm Vishnu. And Vishnu, forearm form. He just had two. But he still claimed to be Vishnu. And he had some mystic power. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a great acharya, there's a picture there at the end, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was a district magistrate in Calcutta during the British time. So he had the power to imprison the guy. So he was a great devotee. So he challenged him. He says, you are not God. So he sent constables or policemen to arrest him, put him in jail. So everybody warned him, he said, don't do it because he can kill your all your family members, your family. He said, I don't care. I want to prove that he's not God. So they put him in prison, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very sick, and his wife and children, they were really, really sick, they're almost dying. So they brought him into the court, the Bhaga Yogi. He had long hair. You know Sai Baba? He had long hair. So he says, I'm God. So one of the Britishers, he just cut off all his hair, shaved him up, and he fell into the ground. So he had mystic power in his hair. So the power that he had, he can make people sick. But people who have power, they want to make people feel good, not make people sick. So this proves that he was not God. He was just he just had some power. But he was misusing that power to hurt the people. So this is pseudo religion. This is cheating people. I remember I was telling you before, you know, Vishnu has four arms. And this guy, he came to our temple in Vrindavan. He had four arms. The two was not moving. Fake hands. He had two arms, was fake. So we are poking the two arms, those not the kids that are fake, you know, poking. Because Vishnu has two forearms that all are working, functioning well. But he had two fake arms. He claimed to be Vishnu. So this is cheaters. So human being, we are servant of Krishna. We can claim to be God. We can claim to be perfect servant of God. Then we are in our right position as a servant of God, as a servant of Krishna. If the servant says, I am the king, it will throw you out. Servant can never say that. Servant is happy serving the master. We are happy serving Krishna. But Krishna didn't say, you serve me or you go to hell. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, he told Arjuna, you serve me or you don't have to serve me. You can serve whatever you choose. So Krishna never forces us to be his servant. That's why he created this material world. Everyone in this material world are here to enjoy. Welcome to the Melbourne. They didn't say, go to 197 Dank Street when you arrive here. They said, oh, go to casino. Or go here, go there. Isn't it? Welcome to the material world. Come to casino and take all your money. They didn't say, go to 197 Dank Street and donate your money to Krishna. They didn't say that. They wanted to go to hell. Material world is a hellish place, actually. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, this material world is a place of misery, full of suffering. Even a baby, when they are born, they're crying. No baby are born in, wonderful place. They're born crying. Mothers can also die from the birth pain. It's a very cruciating thing. There's a happy birthday. What's so happy about that? Mother nearly died from birth, from agony, and the baby's just crying. They have baby medicine. They're already sick. From the time you're born, we are already, boom, we're already sick. That's why they have child medicine, like infant. So this, what's this world? And they show you all the beautiful places with nice ocean, blue, clean water and mountains flowing. That's all the beauty of Krishna. Like a deer, when the deer is born, it's very, very cunning and very beautiful, jumping around, and next thing you know, the tiger coming. Deer is running for life. So, material world is not what you always think. Oh, wow, Melbourne, so beautiful. I mean, you sell your home in India to come and live here. They're cheating you, they're taking your money. Even to make a complaint, you have to pay $1,000. The government is making money out of you. I know there's one guy, he got his PR just finally, after years and years, he told me he got his PR, he had to spend over $200,000. Got his PR. I mean, $200,000, I ought to go around the world many times chanting Hare Krishna. It would be wonderful. Why give the government? So everyone's making money. So that's what I'm saying, cheaters and cheated. We want to be happy. We come to this world to thinking material world is a wonderful place. But it's not. It's not a wonderful place. Illusion. This is illusion. Wow. Like I remember the first time I saw a magazine, some devotee, not magazine, a devotee from England, when I was in Gurukul. He bought this Coca-Cola from UK. Big bottle like this. And we were like, wow. I mean, that time there was no Coca-Cola in India. That was in the early 80s. And we were all sitting around him, and he was giving us, bit by bit, Coca-Cola. We were drinking like Charnamita. It was like, wow. We were just looking at the bottle. And then I came here and said, wow, this is the worst thing to drink. It kills you. You can clean a bicycle tire with it, you know, with the Coca-Cola. It's just as poisonous. So we're thinking, wow, the material world is so beautiful place. And we make all arrangement, sacrifice our life to live here, that we're going to live here such a short time. You know, you can go to a hotel, 5-star hotel, you can go to 3-star hotel, whatever. But no intelligent person will stay in a hotel forever. Oh, I love this hotel so much. I clean the chair and paint the rooms. You know, you're going to get out of that place. You're there for a short time. It's a hotel. So the material world is like that. We're here for a short time. So those who want to cheat you, they never tell you these things. You see in Melbourne or any Western country, you don't see anybody, like if you're sick, they put you away. Someone dies, they immediately take the body away. They don't want people to realize and know that we are suffering here. Everything should look very, very beautiful and nice. They keep everything clean. They put away all the miseries. You go to India, you see suffering. You know, you can go to a place where they're burning the bodies. You can see. Sometimes they want you to see so you can realize how material world is a place of suffering and our body. Some places, Tibet, they cut your body after you die and feed to the animals, like crows. At least body shouldn't go to waste. You know, someone can get feed on it. That's the idea. So my point is, we should wake up to the realities. So Maya means always covering us. Awesome. Look at it, so beautiful. They're not seeing the reality. We're being fooled. Fooled by material energy. Wow. So I was thinking, wow, this Coca-Cola was so beautiful. It's so nice. Big, I looked, just looking at the bottle. And then I came here. You know, it was just, I remember, I first arrived in Australia. It was 1984, early. And I came here, I was thinking everyone's going to be, you know, so Krishna conscious. And I got myself a Medanga. And I saw all the white people, I thought, because I saw them in India, all the white people, they're all devotees. I never saw a white karmi person. So I thought when I came here, I thought everybody here is going to be devotee. And so I, Medanga, everything. And I arrived here, Sydney, and everybody's karmi. Where's the devotees? So I told, and the devotee that picked me up, and you know, I was so surprised. And everything was just so, I couldn't see anything like I see in Vrindavan. I was just coming from Vrindavan in Mayapur. Everything is so much Maya. I couldn't see a temple. In India, when you're in India, you can go to a most remote place. In the countryside, you'll find a temple. Some small temple and praying, there's some sadhus, something spiritual, about some spiritual. The whole country is a spiritual place. There's somewhere someone praying, doing something spiritual. There's temple everywhere. In the middle of forest, you find a temple there. Some history. So I couldn't find any of that. And then I walked to the temple, so clean, glass door with a marble floor at the brass handle, and super clean, with a small restaurant in the front. And then this prasadam was like, I never saw before. Because we have in India, khichdi, very simple. And they had a lot of carrot cake, and cream this, cream that. I said, oh, I was just like, wow, I have that. I was crazy. That I was really missing India though, because we couldn't see those simple life. So we get very carried away with the facade of the material nature. My material nature, material world, puts everything so nicely. We to try to forget Krishna. It's all forgetting Krishna. The religious places are there to remind us of Krishna. Like a temple here. When we come to a Hare Krishna temple, you know, everything that we see outside, and as soon as you walk in the temple, it's so peaceful. Such a that triggers our heart. That good feeling, that's a very spiritual feeling. And you want to be like when you go to a church, a huge, it's just they have a unique feeling. A God feeling. So this atmosphere is where we want to be. That's what Sadhu Sangha means. We will come together to talk about Krishna. Because Krishna is there in His name. Krishna is there in His words. We talk about Krishna. You're associating with Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna, you're associating with Krishna. Krishna is there in His name. But we're not relishing. Because when you're chanting while we're thinking of something else, we're not feeling that. But actually, if you put a little bit of sincerity, you'll see. Just close your eyes and hear the name. And just it feels good instantly. You know, you will feel that chanting Hare Krishna, just one mantra, sincerely chant, it's like chanting so many rounds for so many years. Just a little bit sincere about it, you'll feel that. That's what they have this japa workshop. They'll tell you. We go on chanting for years and years. But then, just try to focus on the mantra, one time, and you'll feel, wow, I'm doing it right after so many years. And you feel good. So it's not just passing the time to get it done with it. Put the effort, put the bhakti, put the love in it. That's what effort means. That's what perfection. Do everything you do, you must do with perfection. Then there your boss will say, good job, you've done it well. Good, you know. So if you do everything, Krishna will be pleased. The idea behind our activity, whatever we do, is to please Krishna, is to please our Guru. Just check yourself. Am I pleasing me or just Krishna? Automatically you will be pleased. You will know it. The first thing of a devotional service, the first thing you feel, that you feel happy. Automatically. You just feel happy. You know, that happy that you feel in your heart, you can't get it from other things. This is a different feeling. This material world, happiness comes misery together. But spiritual happiness is only happiness, there's no misery. It's full package of happiness. You know, outside, there's happiness and misery, they come together. Because there's no God in it, there's no Krishna in it. It's all this material energy working to illusion us, bound us in this material world. So, dharma, religion, means the sum and bone of all religion is how we can develop love for Krishna, increase our love for Krishna. We are decreasing, we are losing our taste for material world, that means we are increasing our love for Krishna. That's how you know it. I'm getting more attached to the material world. I'm getting attached to so many things in this world. Then you have to check yourself. Get rid of it. You know, these guys, they're living in the ashram, our brahmacharis. Time to time, they need to clean the ashram. Right? Take everything out. Put in the sun, clean the place with detergent, because bugs coming in. So, similarly, we need to do big cleanup. Our heart. Our heart is lifetime of dirt sitting there. Clean it out. All the garbage. Take it out by chanting Hare Krishna. By associating with glory. It's not you clean the heart with the detergent. The detergent is the holy name. Isn't it? We did the Paco festival on Saturday in Geelong. We all went there, did a Harinam in Geelong. Everywhere you go, people are hugging, eating food. Just every stall there was food. Just the eating festival. I was thinking to myself, you know, we didn't eat our breakfast nicely. It was just everyone quickly in the street. We went Harinam for hours. And nobody was complaining. Devotees were so super happy. Because we are relishing on the holy name, not on food. And then at the end, we all sat down in the grass and we're just having some simple prasadam. Well, I was thinking it's going to be Harinam, it's going to be a big feast afterward. We just had like some simple sabji and rice, that's it. But devotees were very happy because we are relishing on the holy name. Our pleasure is serving Krishna. Our pleasure is chanting Hare Krishna. Not anything else. Those things are temporary pleasures. How much can you enjoy this body? It's very limited. You can chant Hare Krishna for hours and hours. And you'll sit here 2 hours, gone by easily. Finish your 16 rounds. I remember when I was in school, I still remember one time I said, I'm going to chant 108 rounds today. So, one round takes 7 minutes. Not 10 minutes, then you're doing too slow. Usually it's 7 minutes. So if you do 16 rounds, 2 hours. So even if I didn't have a counterbeat, if I completed 7 rounds nicely, one round, then I know 7 minutes. Then you can calculate. But of course we need to have a counterbeat to just so we can keep our counting. So you need to chant, if you want to do 108 rounds, you have to start 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight, and finish around that time. It takes all day. The 64 rounds takes how many hours? 64 rounds takes all day also. So if you want to do 108, no talking, no eating, no sleeping, nothing. Just chanting, 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 chanting. You will see the mind start telling so many things. No, don't do it, or you're hungry, or... My teachers from America used to say, whatever, just sit on it. You know, that's the saying. Any problem, sit on it. It means you don't care, leave it. Leave it aside. You know, we see problem comes. You say, oh God, what do I do? I have to do this. Just don't worry about it. Just it'll go away. Let it go. What can it do? We're not the doer. We're not the controller. So I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, make a big list. And at the end, you're not doing anything. You're not doing nothing. Something else is doing it. So we have big plan. We break our head against the wall. I'm the manager and it's got to be this way. But a lot of the time it doesn't happen the way we want. Because Krishna wants in one way. And that's how it works. And His energies work through us. We're controlled by Krishna's energy. Yeah, I'm going to be this. Like this government, they say, vote me, and I will do this for you, do that. And at the end, they're failure. They completely dissatisfy the citizens. Krishna can say something, if we follow Him, His orders, Krishna's order, is perfect. Perfection is when we can depend on Krishna. Like a child. A child, they can't do anything. They're kids, child. But they depend on the parents. Similarly, we have to be like a child, innocent like a child, depending on Krishna. Let Krishna work through us. We just be follower of Krishna, that's all. Don't need to do anything else. Be a follower, a good follower. Footsteps of the Vaishnavas. A good follower is, they just follow humbly at the feet of the other Vaishnava and Krishna. Everything goes smoothly. I'm thinking, I'm going to the kitchen, I want to cook this, I want to cook that, I have everything ready. 95% of the time it goes well. If it is for Krishna, our plan will go well. If our plan is for ourselves, if not, doesn't always go smoothly. But if it's for Krishna, you pray to Krishna, it will be smooth. If it's for Krishna. It's for ourselves, you have to pray to Krishna harder. It may work or not. But if it's for Krishna, everything goes smoothly. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, Prabhu.
So, you said there is a need for us to control our mind.
Need for us to?
Control our mind.
Ah, yeah.
Actually, the mind is very, it's a very good critique. There's so many faults in others,
yeah.
Especially we know that these finding fault, especially in the world, is not a good habit because we have for our growth and
share.
So how to get rid of, how to control my mind is criticizing?
I need to tell that myself too. We always saying things about others because that's nature. Because the very reason we are in the material world, we want to be Bhagavan, we want to be Krishna. So Krishna created this world so we can here exercise that, to see each other's fault. And so, so here in this material world, the main problem as a devotee is our mind. Krishna says mind is our best friend if you engage the mind in serving Him. If you listen to the mind, mind is our enemy. If mind says jump from the wall, many people do, you hear in the newspaper, then your enemy. So if you listen to the mind, mind has to be engaged in serving Krishna through intelligence. Krishna says, mana, that through the intelligent and through knowledge, through detachment, you can engage the mind. Not listen to the mind, but engage the mind. If you listen to the mind, you'll go pagal. You'll go crazy. You'll drive you nuts. So, like I said, step on it. Don't listen to the mind. Simple. So, it's not easy because mind is our greatest enemy. It's always want us to do like a dog. When you take a dog for a walk, it's very hard to keep him going straight. Always you have to pull it this way, that way, because we want to go this way. So mind is like that. It's always pulling us. Go this, do that. If you listen to the mind, you're a loser. Because you lose everything. So engage the mind through intelligence to do what is right. Manduratmanamatmanasatya. Krishna says mind, if you engage the mind, then it becomes your friend. Bandhu, friend. And if you not engage the mind, listen to it, it becomes your enemy. So, every one of us, that is the main problem. Like if you do martial art, you know, you're fighting, you have to fight the enemy. Yeah. It's a technique. You have to see where the punches are coming from, which direction. You block that, and you know all the techniques. So control the mind, the mind's enemy. You have to learn the technique. Mind's telling us all the time. So you learn the technique is chanting Hare Krishna. I remember we used to do a drama early days. The person would come with his reading books, and Hare Krishna devotee would come, and so then he didn't want to take the books. He said, "I got to do this. I'm in a hurry." So then they would be smoking. The devotee would take the smoke and throw it on the ground, step on it, and then the two devotees would grab the other arm and chant Hare Krishna in his ear really loudly. They go, to make him chant, so his mind has to be controlled. So mind like a demon. There's this story of there was this king. He told his servant to go to the marketplace, buy everything. Every shop, whatever they have, buy everything. So he said, okay. So then he went to the market. Every shop, bit of everything. The king wants it. And so they went to one shop, and they had this a bottle. So the guy said, "You take this, you buy it, you take it, but never open it. If you open it, you're in danger." "Yeah, sure, we won't open it." So they bought it. And then one of the king was very curious, wanted to know what's in the bottle. So he said, "Open it up." So they opened it up. A big demon came out and went for the king. "Engage me. Give me some work to do." The king was in big trouble. "Otherwise you'll be dead. We'll kill you. No armies can protect, because there's a big demon touching the sky. He was grabbing his throat. "Give me service, something to do." So king said, "Go to the kitchen, clean all the pot." Before he knew it, he was done. And he came back, "Give me." He's very quick. He was in big trouble. And he said, "Cut the lawn, grass." Came back. "So he's done everything, what do I do?" So then, and this is the drama. So the devotees sit down, chant Hare Krishna, day and night. So then he could do that, and he was shut up. I mean, he kept quiet then, because you can engage yourself by chanting Hare Krishna forever. And that will, you'll find your peace in that. The satisfaction will come by chanting Hare Krishna. So similarly, mind is like a demon. Genie in the bottle, that's the drama. So there's a mind, it's like a big demon sitting inside us. It's always pulling us down. Don't listen to it. Strength is not in your muscle. Strength is how we can control the mind. That's the real strength. Isn't it? Wherever you go, your mind drags you like a dog. Then you are a follower of a dog. When I was living in Hong Kong, there was this old lady, really old, right? And he had 6 dogs. So they're all pulling everywhere. And she was like, she was all over the place, because 6 dogs and an old lady with no strength. So we used to always see her go past every day while we go for a japa walk. So we say, you know, we are followers of a cat and dog, not Krishna. So we have to be a good follower, is to be very strong. Chant japa sincerely. "Oh Krishna," tears flowing, like I said, tears flowing from the eyes, hair standing on end, chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna will bless you. So I went to this program last night, the child's birthday, devotee's child, 1 year. And do so many ceremony, put grains on the head, and we had big kirtan, and bless the son to be Krishna's devotee. I said, "I give all the blessings, because they want to be Krishna's devotee. That's good. That's a good thing. That's what putra means. In Sanskrit, putra means son, who can deliver you parents from material world. And if you are not, if you don't have the power to deliver the parents from material bondage, then you're a mutra. You know, mutra means opposite of putra, dirty things, a fallen son. So our son and daughter, they are very beautiful because they make their Krishna's devotees. So we have to be, to control the mind, we have to train ourselves. Abhyasa yoga juktena. Krishna says, through detachment and practice, you can control. There's no other way. But from today, I don't listen to the mind. And tomorrow, I'm the fallen. I'm the servant of the mind. It's not like that. We have to understand deeply what is the concept behind everything. Deeper understanding the philosophy, who we are in connection to Krishna. We're the servant of Krishna. We're not the enjoyer. We're servant of Krishna. You can eat, how many ice cream you can eat? 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10? Buckets and buckets cannot. Krishna can eat mountain of food. So we are not the enjoyer. We think we are. We have khichdi upstairs. Every time I go, there's leftover buckets of khichdi. We couldn't even finish it. I've seen the guy, they have a huge plate. So big, you can even sit on it. It smells khichdi on it. But he can't eat mountain of khichdi. So we are not the enjoyer. So mind fooling us to think we are the enjoyer. Best position is to think we are servant of Krishna. Servant, a child, is in the best position. Because child have no anxiety. The parents take care of them. We have to be like a child. Krishna, let Krishna take care of us. We just do what we have to do. That's the best. Another question? Yes, Maharaj. Exactly.
We just have to change it. As soon as we see it's not the right way of thinking, we find the other proper way of thinking. And if you can correct it straight away, and by affirmation, taking that correction, eventually will change our pattern of thinking and the way we are programmed.
But there's a thing, an intelligent person, they learn by hearing once. Ah, yeah, this is not good, I won't do it. That's first class intelligence. Second class, they hear it by experience. They learn from experience. They find out, oh, not good. You get beaten, chuck. Oh, I get shocked, I don't want to do it. Third person, third class intelligence. They get beaten and they throw in a jail, they come back, do it again, they go back again. That's third class. First class intelligence is where you can learn by hearing. Sravanam kirtanam, by hearing. Oh, this is not good. This is good, I'll do this. So, no question of listening to the mind. You listen, what is good for us? What is good for everything? So, that's a correction. So, we have to be the first class intelligent. Don't do it again and again. This is, we're wasting our time. Take birth again in the material world. After 100 years, you come back again in Melbourne. And because you left your home here. Things might change by then. Things like climate change. They're already talking about it. You know, the world's getting berserk. Climate change and disease. You come back here after 100 years, this place is not habitable anymore. Better we have chance now, go back to Godhead right now. So, no, I'm not ready. Well, we're never going to be ready. Because mind's going to be always telling us, stay here, right? Beautiful place. Yeah. So don't listen to the mind. Be smart. That's real intelligence. Get out of this place. Get out of here. Go back to Godhead while we can. So we have this process, Krishna consciousness, given to us by Prabhupada. We are so lucky. No. I'll do it when I'm 50, when I turn 70, then religion later. Now I have to enjoy. You can't enjoy, you're not enjoyers. Before you can't make it up to 70. We'll die before that. Who knows? Disease, bang. You know, I know so many people that are young. Phew, cancer. Then gone. So we have to be very strong. Everything is telling us what is the truth. Absolute truth. There's not two other than absolute truth. There's so many different truths. You study hard, get a job, live here, get a family, 10 kids, live here forever. That's not absolute truth. Absolute truth is Krishna. All about Krishna. He is the absolute truth. Serve Him. All happiness is there. Don't let your mind drag you here and there, like a dog. Next thing, you end up dying. You get very tired of it, listening to your mind. We are doing it for life after life, different bodies. We don't learn. And we're doing the same thing in human life. So, this Hare Krishna movement, this Prabhupada is offering us this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Here, this, there's so many things happening also in front of us. But we want to do what is right, that how we can develop love for Krishna, be with Krishna. Let Krishna deal with everything else. Somebody does something, let what we can do. Like I said, we're not the controller. We can't make everything perfect. But Krishna can. Prabhupada can. We have to have faith in Krishna. We can make everything perfect. But if we process perfect, we follow the process, everything will be perfect. Okay. One more question, or
just quickly.
Yes.
To arrive where you want a first class intelligence, I think that the only way you've ever got there is because you had second or third class intelligence in previous lives. How else would it be? You only have first class intelligence once.
Yeah. Also, everyone today is not first class intelligent, because I think everyone today is second class or third class. But people say by mistake we learn, become stronger. So sometimes we are first class, but then like everyone is talking about it now, Maya is so strong, we are dragged down to second class. Even though only few, you know, like in the university, not everybody gets honorary degree. Not honorary, what's the word?
Doctor?
Yeah, they get free. Not everybody's on that level.
Scholarship?
A scholarship. You know, not everybody gets that. Only few. So only few people, first class, they're hearing once and they remember. Not everybody's on that level. Everyone here, they learn by experience. Okay, you know, we have the brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. You know, the brahmacharis can skip the grihastha married life. They can take sannyas. They can stay brahmachari. But everybody I know, you know, they want to experience. They have a family and everything. And so, it's part of life. But then they go through it to find out, you know, how's life and have a family and... But you don't have to get into this material world. You don't have to go through all those things. You can skip and just serve Krishna and be happy in it. But because everybody here in the material world, we want to experience. And way, way down the line, after many births, we can choose to serve Krishna. And then we come here in this human form. But we have experienced all that. We are listening to our mind for life after life. Now, become first class. That's first class Prabhupada wanted us. First class devotees. First class brahmanas. Hearing by once. Don't do it again and again. And then again you have to go through the life. To find out. What do you want to find out? Is it the same suffering? You find out. You eat paneer sabji in Melbourne, you can eat in India, same. Paneer, maybe different type of milk. But after all, you go in your stomach and you digest, and then you go to the bathroom, and that's it. There's not higher thing. But spiritual pleasure is different. So to overcome the mind, Krishna says, those who have overcome the mind, they have reached the soul. Means, they're not affected by anything in this world. That's the hardest thing, to overcome the mind, that means. Manduratmanam sansa, Krishna says, to be, make your mind friend, you have to overcome the mind. Even I teach yoga, even they say, you have to overcome the sufferings from demon to divine. Rise above. We say rise above means overcome your mind. We are listening to mind, we haven't reached anything. We're still in the same level. So there's a lot of issues about this. Another whole class we talk about mind. We go on and on. So religiousness means to be a good follower of Krishna. Krishna's words without any adulteration. Like if I say I love Krishna, then he also says I love something else. Then it doesn't make sense. Then you're between. You really mean it, what you say. To have its complete effect on you, what you say, then you have to act on it, not just say it. So if you love Krishna, throw yourself in front of Krishna. Obeisances, manmana, that's what the verse says, manmana va mad bhakta, become my devotee, worship me. Yeah. Am I worshipping Krishna? Am I offering my obeisances? Hundreds of times every day. Any more questions? That was nice. Everybody asked a lot of questions. Thank you for that. Nice. You should not feel shy. In the temple you can ask questions and open up your heart to the devotees. And this way we are clear about everything we do. It's consciousness. Don't have no doubt. Bhagavatam is there to clarify everything. Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaji.
Well, in the Manmanabha one chapter, as Krishna says, didn't we? So, the question is, should we personally not be in Sadhusanga? Is it still apply to someone who's...
Not devotee?
No, not in Sadhusanga. It's aloof and it's very by itself.
Uh-huh.
It's almost impossible to follow, but Krishna doesn't say exactly.
But they are devotee?
Yes.
So yesterday we were talking about this. Like people who are, they are devotees, but they're not able to come every day because they have work and family. So how to deal with that? So Krishna says, like I always tell people, that like a lotus flower, a lotus leaf, it's in the water, Krishna says, is not touched by water. So it's not that we are always Krishna conscious in the temple. We can be Krishna conscious wherever we are. If we are, that's the advanced level. We see Krishna everywhere. But because we are not that advanced, we need to have sadhusanga. But how much sadhusanga are we doing? In the morning and all day we are alone. So what about that time? So as Sadhusanga is like a battery recharging. We go to Mayapur, Vrindavan, come to temple, we're recharging our battery. You know, unless the battery is made in China or something, it doesn't work. So, you know, it's just adulterated speculation. So, if you actually associating it, the right devotee in the temple, in the Krishna conscious place, you know, in this temple, then when you go away, you have this Krishna conscious inside you all day. So those devotees, you know, we have a system, they can hear the Bhagavatam online. Nowadays. So you cannot have an excuse to be in Maya. You know this, you have time, read a book. Isn't it? Chant your rounds. Take your beads with you. It's hundreds of ways you can be Krishna conscious. It's not that, I don't have a sadhusanga, I'm in Maya. But no, Krishna is everywhere. We want to be in Maya. We're using an excuse to be in Maya. Like I said in the beginning, you go to Melbourne, there's hundreds of places where you can be in Maya. Or there's crossways, there's Gopals, there's temples, there's devotees in Harinam. You can also choose that. But if you choose to be in Maya, don't think, it's not that, you have to make an effort to be Krishna conscious. Everything, you need to make an effort. It's not that just going to be Krishna conscious overnight. You know, you work so hard to be, get a job and get a degree, you work so hard to save up. So similarly, to be Krishna conscious, you also need to make an effort. It doesn't just happen. So we're outside, but actually not. A devotee is always a devotee. Even though they're outside, their heart is with Krishna. You know, like a lotus, not touched by water, even though in the water. That's Krishna's words. So we choose to be what we want to be. It says that, that is verse wherever there is a sun and there, you know, that verse.
Krishna
Sujya Samamaya Andhakar Jakrishna Tanayamaya Adhikar. There is a, wherever there is sun, there's no darkness. It's very near. But we, so where there is Krishna, there is light. So darkness is near. We can also be in light or in the dark. Samamaya Andhakar. Andhakar means dark. So it's very clear. Everything is clear about everything. Sometimes they're late, the prasadam, sometimes they're ready. Depending who's cooking, they take, they're learning how to cook, takes more time. So that was a good question. Everybody's asked. When you ask questions, it's good for me also, because then I can learn to explain. It's good for my own education. So it's good for everybody. And if I said wrong, then you can correct me. This way we're learning. Bhagavatam class is the time when we can educate ourselves spiritually by talking about Krishna, the philosophy. This is a good time to learn. Then we have to face with our mind, then we have to face with people. We're preachers. Don't think we're just sitting here every day, take prasadam and go on and on every day for life. We are preachers. We have to make people aware of Krishna, make them, bring them to temple, give them Krishna consciousness. We are all part of Prabhupada's family. We have a job to do. That job is to make people Krishna conscious. We are a follower of Prabhupada. We are a follower of our Guru Maharaj. Then we must do what is good for the society, be productive for the society. And to be productive for our society means to please Prabhupada, please Krishna. Not we are just go on and on the same thing every day. It is the same thing, but then we have to remind ourselves that we are preachers. We need to make people come to Krishna. That's why devotees go out to distribute books. They want people, they want more people to come. We are not happy with just chanting Hare Krishna ourselves. We want more people to know about Krishna. If you love someone, you want everyone to know them. So if you love Krishna, we want people to know what Krishna is like. And then Krishna says, those who preach my glory, they're very dear to me. So Krishna will be happy with you. The way to be happy is to make Krishna happy and Prabhupada. Then we become happy. Not that we are enamored with ourselves being happy. That's not happiness. Our happiness is serving Krishna, making Krishna happy. That is the real happiness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.